Contrero podcast 55 from Central Europe. Now, before we dive into today's podcast, which is an interview, or rather a chat, a catch-up with a Polish day gamer and an up-and-coming coach, I wanted to tag on this beginning, something I forgot to say. A cheeky little upsell. It's one of my live talks. This one's in Central London on the 1st of May, Sunday the 1st of May, 12 till 2 p.m. Last year, the theme of my talks around the world was Below the Belt. This year, it's Black Sheep. And this is the London talk. It's all about doing your own thing, holding the frame, both with life and with girls. There's going to be a Q&A. There's going to be a session with day game drills that we're going to be doing in the seminar. And this time, I'm charging £10 a seat, not to make a profit, but to cover my costs, because my last talk in Central London, we had about 120, 130 guys show up, and I had to book this ridiculously sized room. So £10 just covers my venue costs. How do you book? Click on the link if you're watching on YouTube, and if you're listening on iTunes, I'll put the link as well. If you can't find it, just go to my blog, tomterrero.com, and there's a PayPal link. Anyway, that's Sunday, the 1st of May in Central London, Black Sheep. I'll see you there. Now, on to today's podcast and our mystery guest. All right, Thomas.
Hello.
There's Thomas. Thomas, how do I know you? Or when did I first speak to you?
Well, I think I've known you first from your YouTube videos and your website. But we first contacted a little more than a year ago. I was buying your Skype coaching, because I had some pretty weird issues with my day game, or actually with laying girls. And that's what how we've met first time.
Yeah, the start of 2015. But when you contacted me, you weren't a newbie, because you came to me, we'll talk about this later, but Thomas came to me with a lot of data, which I like. I like it when I open an email and the client says, oh, I've got all this day game data, have a look at it and tell me the truth. And we looked at it and we were talking a lot about the dating, weren't we? Because even then, your day game was pretty good. The number closing was pretty good. And you're going to tell us about what was going on with the dating in Warsaw. So you didn't start last January, did you? When did you get into game? When did you discover game? Blah, 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 day game journey. This is called the day game journey. Every guy has his story. Go for it.
Okay, so I first started doing pickup, really, because I didn't know day game yet, in 2013. That was somewhere around when my second girlfriend in my life, well, actually I broke with her, but I was there single, still young.
How had you met those girlfriends?
Well, one was from social circle, the other was from cliche work. So I was working 9 to 5, and by the way, guys, don't do relationships in your work, they're always backfire.
We should say how old you are as well.
Well, right now I'm still 29. I'm going to be 30 this year.
I like the way how you say, no, I'm still in my 20s. Still in my 20s.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm going to be 30 this year. So back in 2013, I was like 26. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I started, at first I started to do some drills just to get my anxieties sorted out. Because I was an open guy. I've never known how to party, how to meet girls. Well, pretty much like most of the guys that get into day game. Mm-hmm. Then I found one site, other site, once found some YouTube videos, and I thought, I can do that. So for the half of 2013, I was starting to get myself comfortable on the streets doing day game. And I've made that year around 300 approaches.
Fantastic. Half a year.
Well, yeah, half a year. Yeah. That was my stats for 2013.
Now, when guys listen to these stories, it's always like, oh, the painful bit was, oh, it was fine, and then I got loads of success. But feel free to say the pains of the first 200 approaches. I mean, what was it like? You've seen some YouTube videos. You're not a party guy. Your mid to late 20s, you have to go out onto the streets. What was it like?
The worst part about starting the game is the amount of time you're wasting. I clearly remember myself going out with the mindset of, okay, I'm going to approach at least one girl, and two or three hours later, going home or approaching literally anyone just to do my one approach a day. And it was like in the beginning, but then after the 100, 200 sets, you have to do to, you know, get yourself comfortable speaking to a complete stranger. Mm-hmm. It became a little easier for me. It was still wasn't that I was able to do 5 or 10 sets every evening. Mm-hmm. But it was, I was able to approach every day, so at least one girl.
And this was classic after work, after your 9 to 5, you go out and you do this, do these drills, strict on yourself, like the gym.
Yeah, exactly like that. And since I started in autumn, then came the winter, so I started in a really bad time of the year. I was really determined to get this through. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen that it can be done, and I was somewhere below that anxiety and fears. I was pretty confident, like, I can do that. Mm-hmm. If there are a number of guys doing it, why I can't be the next one?
Okay, a few interesting points that I want, as an outsider, to comment on that little thing. Number one is that you were in your late 20s, now you're coming up to 30. So if you're listening to this, you should already realize that that is the best time really to get into day game, because you've built the value and now you're about to cash in and have fun. The second thing is that Thomas has a 9 to 5 job, which is what all day gamers do at the beginning. So again, take that point. You finish work. Yes, you're tired. Yes, you feel shit. Yes, there's no vibe. It's dark and cold, but fuck it. Good day gamers, and Thomas is a very good day gamer now, you have sadomasochistic tendencies almost. And we're very different from night gamers because we are quiet, we are shy, low energy levels, thinkers. Often we're way too forebrain. Great day gamers are pretty nerdy. And the one thing I remember from our conversation in 2015 was this thing with data and tracking. And when I first read the email, I thought, oh my God, Thomas is like a typical German student, like, you know, way too much data and not enough action. But it turns out that you're one of the rare people who data actually fuels you, just like me. I'm obsessed to go out. That makes me want to collect data and analyze data, but to go out. So we'll come back to that. What was I going to say before I rudely interrupted you? The age thing, yeah. Starting in the winter, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you've seen these videos online, and presumably you've picked up... You're doing this in Polish, that's what I wanted to say, because guys are going to comment underneath that day game only works on foreign girls and it's okay for Tom doing it in Poland because it's so easy. Polish girls are so easy. But this is Thomas doing it on Polish girls in Polish. And presumably you're following some kind of universal structure from Mystery, RSD, the London guys, somebody.
Well, I've quickly found out the London guys and I really liked what I saw. Well, no homo, but yeah. Those guys really talked to me in a way I understood. So I guess that I don't need stupid flashy clothes. I don't need to go out and drink every weekend to just get girls. I can just walk, see a girl, turn my head around her, and they said, what would be like to go after her and you know, say something. Mm. So yeah, that really was my thing, I think.
But if listeners only take one thing from this, it's that you execute the model. First of all, you find a model and you just execute it, right? Sounds so fucking simple, but if only guys listening to this realize that the model is all out there, if you execute it as strictly as Thomas, yeah, you're going to see massive changes. And that's what we wanted to talk to you about today. Because we could say every single girl, and now you're on, you told me, about 2,300 approaches.
Yeah, that went fast.
1,000 sets of, what do they say? 1,000 sets of pain with some glory. But now 2,000, coming up to 2,500. This guy knows what he's doing, right? I know your day game is steady and your number collecting is steady. I'm sure instant dates are steady, and now you're just... You know, it's linear, so now you're onto the bounce backs and the escalation and the blah, blah, blah. We'll come on to it. But okay, big, number one, big stories, big epiphanies, light bulb moments in 2,300 sets. And number two, slightly weirder, Things you only realized in hindsight, rear view mirror, you said. Go for it, man. These the last couple of years.
Yeah, so the first epiphanies actually happened in 2013 when I was still, well, shit at day game. I can clearly say that I got no lays my first year. So for those 300 approaches were without a lay.
Dates?
Yeah, there were dates. And what was even was for me surprising is that there were bounce backs on the dates. Not from the street, but from the first date, I was able to get girls to my place, some of them to bed. I may, well, royally fucked up things in my bedroom, but...
fucked up, not fucked.
Yeah, fucked up, not fucked. That was sad, but still, I was learning. I knew that it was going to happen, and it still gave me that hope that if I can do that one, two times... then it can be repeated. It's something that actually works, like you said, a model that you can execute. And well, if the results are maybe not ideal, but they are somewhat, you can fine tune it. You don't have to, you know, invent a wheel because someone already did that. So yeah, the bounce back thing was really surprising, that the girl that knows a guy for like 2 hours tops, or 2-3 hours, agrees to go to his place when knowing that he lives by himself. There will be no one there, and we will be drinking some wine. And well, it usually is quite a big clue what we are going to do.
For those foreign listeners about to comment, but Polish girls are so sweet and Catholic, they would never do that. I mean, can you smash this stereotype that American guys seem to have about Polish girls, that this is like the land of flowers and girls innocent going to church on a Sunday? I mean, I always say girls are girls, right? And they are going to bounce back from a date with a guy they've known for 2 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say that cliche. Girls are girls and women are women, and they, well, of course there's some cultural differences. For example, Polish girls rarely flake. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. They, if they decide they want to go out with you on a date, they will show up. Well, some of them won't, but it's not a big problem.
It's not New York or London, yeah.
Yeah, but I always hear that in especially in the US, it's a big problem, girl agreeing on a date and then not showing up, not writing back.
Just because they've got so much more to do. Whereas in Warsaw, I think if she agrees on a Wednesday night, that's quite exciting. But in New York, she's got 30 offers for theatres and clubs and bars, and you're number 29.
Yeah, that can be the case. But still, girls are girls. Yeah. So back to what we were talking about. Yeah. There isn't much difference between girls from the Great Britain, the England, Spain.
The search for Pussy Paradise, but that's another podcast, you know. But please don't come to Poland thinking this is the land of... girls in dresses skipping around, you know, where you'll have no problems. I always say, if you have problems in your own country, you're going to have problems when you travel. Right? If you have problems escalating in America, you're going to have big problems in Poland escalating. All right, anyway, epiphanies. So we said bounce backs, even in the first year. That was 2013. What about 2014, 2015?
2014, that was the first year I've ever slept with a girl that had a boyfriend. And I never knew how it would be the toll on me, but the things I saw, and I've done that I think twice in 2014, I really didn't care. And what was even more surprising, she neither. So there were absolutely no bad emotions, guilt, whatever. We just decided that we want to hang out. Then we decided we want to sleep together. And it was okay on both sides. And it was like, so I guess all the things that the guys are saying are true about women, about their nature, and about, the secret society, as you can
know,
say.
You know, we were just talking about trolls. It's just made me, this morning I opened my inbox. I always open it with trepidation. some nice ones. A big one today from a troll in Sweden. And he was fucking mad about that podcast called The Secret Society. He flatly denied it exists. He said that this is completely made up, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so it's weird. When you go down the rabbit hole of secret society and you sleep with a girl with a boyfriend, it's both really cool. You can't go back. But I can see why for some guys, and maybe some traditional Polish guys, it is quite alarming you know?
Yeah, they always say that, oh, she's a whore, not all girls are like that. And
I want a sweet Polish one.
Yeah, that's their image of girls in general. But for us, especially for someone that has been repeatedly sleeping with girls in relationships, well, it's not that you don't trust those girls. It's more of you see what they are made of. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. It's nothing to get angry about.
Yeah.
It's just, you can say, some say biology, some say, things that I lost.
I say, yeah, the truth hurts, but it sets you free, in the beginning. Yeah, it does hurt. It's a bit weird. Anyway, that is a fucking epiphany. Sleeping with a girl. We're the boyfriend. Okay, so you're into 2014. What about results? Because guys are thinking, okay, this guy's done a lot of approaching. What? Not exactly, but what was coming? What was rolling? What was getting better?
I've definitely was dating much. And ever since I started feeling good in day games, which is 2014, I've been dates with, I think, around 60 girls a year. Wow. So these are 60 different girls. And I really have to say that right now, because all the guys are thinking, wow, no, I have not slept with even half of them. So yeah, it's you have to start somewhere. First you start collecting numbers, then you start going on dates, then you finally, after a long time, start regularly sleeping with the girls.
Yeah. Today you mentioned, I think on the way here or earlier, you were having a bit of food. You weren't probably even thinking about Mr. Day Game Mode, and something happened.
Yeah, that was kind of epiphany. I actually took a number from a waitress that was bringing my pizza, because it was a pizza place. And I noticed that she was looking at me, smiling, and the thing that really was quite shocking is that I've thought, my first thought was that, wow, she's trying to hit on me, because a girl, she can't ask me, it's a cultural thing. She won't approach me.
Yeah.
But she did everything she could, so I would notice her.
Secret society.
Yeah. And after I finished my meal, she came back, we had a little banter, and I said I would like to go
That's
with
great.
Her somewhere different than this pizza place.
That's great.
Preferably for a drink or so. Well, and she agreed that. And so the epiphany here is that even last year, I wasn't thinking about girls wanting me. When I saw girl, her eyes flashing or her smile, I was thinking like she wanted to be noticed. Now I'm thinking, wow, she wants me.
Mm.
And well, it's not going to be 100% of the time true. Sometimes she just she's a nice girl and she smiles to everyone, but
there's a difference, isn't there, in depth of eyes, hair flicking. It's very different, because a student will say, oh, that was an IOA, and I'll say often it was kind of inquisitive, she's like looking at your leather jacket. But then there's a real hungry IOI, or I would argue it's ovulation. Maybe that pizza girl today is ovulating, and there's a weird depth of eye, and everybody else around is working. So then you have to think, okay, fuck, how am I going to number close? That's often the tricky part in work scenarios. But that's leveling up, because as I keep nagging guys on the fucking videos, right, day game is not just running around a girl on the street. That's level one. But if you can start just integrating day game on buses, trains, airports, weird secret things with colleagues, secret things with wives and husbands, that's the fucking rabbit hole, so that's fantastic. If that's happening and you're not even in, guys go, I'm not in day game mode, or I'm not wearing day game clothes, but I need to improve my vibe. If it's just coming out of you, then clearly you've internalized loads and loads and loads of the core stuff, and we should say, you can't see Thomas here because this is not a webcam sex chat, but you're in great shape. You work out, you ride motorbikes, you've changed your fashion. I don't like the fucking self-help thing, but you have hit all the SMV things coming up to your 30s. Yeah, we should say that.
Yeah, it's not like I've suddenly realized that girls are looking at me and thinking I'm a catch. It's more that I made myself that way. So I am looking for that IOIs, but I still done everything I could to get those. These are two different things, because one is what you are doing, well, really for yourself. The second is that you are in your day game or pickup mode and you notice those things. Mm-hmm. And there's a third thing that you have to be able to actually do something on that.
Yeah.
You have to approach, you have to take the number, you have to set up a date. And even if your SMV is through the roof,
yeah,
you notice the girls are smiling at you and you even chat them up. And you, I don't know, get them on coffee and then have a 1 hour live chat and nothing happens, then, well...
What was it for?
What was it for, yeah.
Yeah, I say you have to deliver the value. But as you're right, that even if you deliver it on a date, it's not enough. You know, isolation, escalation. Isolation, escalation. That's another topic. Well, it's kind of this topic, actually, because when I spoke to you 2015, the data was showing you were getting these dates, and I think we were talking about the dates were quite long. Maybe there was too many venues or it was too deep rapport. I can't remember exactly what you were running in early 2015, but how has it changed to now? If you go on a date tonight, how is that different?
Oh, it changed after our little talk, and it was a funny thing. It was in December of 2014, I believe. I had 5 or 6 consecutive bounce backs from first date, none of which ended in LA, sad part. That's why I realized that I need help with that part. I was doing long, very chatty, rapporty dates. I was spiking. I was, you know, there were a lot of kino. I was kissing the girls on first dates. Yeah, that was, everything was fine, I thought.
Yeah.
But the underlying vibe was too boyfriendish, I could say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they thought of me as a really cool guy, but not as an adventurer, I think. Mm. Now my dates are much shorter. I don't even try to get to know those girls that much as before. We have to know each other, and she has to feel safe to go to my place to sleep with me. But I thought that I need much, much more rapport than it's really needed to get a girl interested sexually.
Yeah, yeah. I think I said recently, rapport is a blessing and a curse, because you do need it, because we've both experimented with fast escalation, and it looks cool, sounds cool. It's always the best story, but it fucks you up, especially in Poland. And then you try deep rapport, and then you just get boyfriended or just chatting for 4 hours about dimensions of the universe and stuff. Yeah, so it's a sweet spot. It is a fucking sweet spot. But last time I met you in Warsaw, you had this big smile on your face. You were skipping through the park. And I was like, bloody hell, that's Thomas. Oh, he's looking good. How's your day game going, mate? And you said, oh, it's just been like a crazy week. I've had this lay. I think it was a MILF or something. You'd had some success. And I was like, fuck, this guy's leveled up.
Yeah, that wasn't really a kind of epiphany, because I wasn't feeling any different. I haven't realized anything. But there was, I think it was all in all 2 weeks when I slept with 4 different girls, 4 lays in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And for beginner, for intermediate D gamer, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's really something. And it was like, wow, I'm that guy right now.
Yeah.
I'm in the zone.
Yeah.
I'm that guy that is, he's sleeping around, but I'm able to do that. And it was a very cool realization that I really leveled up. Of course, it doesn't last.
No.
Unfortunately, we all would like it to be permanent. But
yeah.
But there are ups and downs. And well, the very important thing is the trend. Are those ups higher? Are those downs higher too?
That you've given us the theme of the podcast. I think this is good. What can we say? What your job is? Generally,
it will be another cliche, because I'm in IT.
Good.
So I'm some IT guy. I'm not a programmer, but you know, in general IT. And I work 9 to 5. So
Well, this is good. So this gives hope. I wanted to just reveal that because that does give hope. It can fuck you up, as I said at the beginning. If you are just analytical, up your own anus with your spreadsheets, yeah, you're going to have shitty vibe. But like I come back to, a lot of really, really good day gamers have this analysis, geekiness about them. And as long as it spurs you to action, it can be totally win-win. So don't worry, you don't need to have a kind of clownish job. You can go out after work. And we're going to come on to, well, let's come on to rear view stuff, like more general trends and little tricks. And now, obviously, you are passing this knowledge on, like Gandalf, you know, you're the wise wizard. You've reached a point where guys are stopping you, obviously, on the street and saying, in Polish, what are you doing? What is this? Oh, is this game? How much? Show me. And how much does it cost? And you've created a following here. And I certainly know in Poland and Czech Republic, and it's rising. The men are rising. The hipsters are deciding, fuck, I need to get laid.
Yeah, there are more and more guys here on the streets. I can see that. They get their models, their knowledge from somewhere, and they're trying it out. Yes, as you said, and as I'm sure you experienced yourself, there, if they see you, especially you, because they can recognize you, but if you see you day gaming or picking up girls, they very often just approach you and you know, talk, have a talk, ask who are you, what you are doing, are you good, can you wing them, stuff like that. So yeah, there are more guys here.
Guys are sometimes confused because now the sin of the internet is that there's so many pickup companies, videos, infields. It's quite ironic that the model, the day game has been lost, because if you were an 18-year-old kid, it's really confusing. Should I do this, or this? So yeah, that we're trying to address that at the moment. Let's come back to something we were chatting about before. Whereas in the past, you did day one, and then you followed the model, then you did day two, maybe cooking DVD, Netflix and chill. Do you want to reveal a practical tip? This is a good little tip that's not spoken about much.
Yeah, this is the tip from this year. For me, it's brand new. Yeah, I was following the model. I was at first, or in 2014, I was trying to bounce back. When I've learned about bounce backs, I was trying to get the girl back home from every single date. And now I understand, and I think when I put it that way, you can understand too that it's a bad thing, because it turns you into a come to my place kind of guy.
Yeah.
So this year, whenever I had a girl back at my home, we were fooling around, we were on a bed, maybe there were some clothes dropped, but we didn't have sex. The next date, I did a big, big push in the push-pull moment. Push-pull model. So the push is to go with her, surprise, surprise, for a coffee date. A half an hour to maybe an hour, 40 minutes coffee date, when you just chill with her, maybe kiss her for hello and goodbye. But no escalation, no trying going back to yours, no pickup stuff.
So yeah, classic fractionation, classic push-pull.
So it's not really following the model, because you have to adapt, and that after that many sets, that many dates, you can, you know, experiment with your own thing, and even if your own thing is, you know, in some different kind of model, well, you can still apply it.
Yeah.
And thankfully enough, those push coffee dates got me three lays this year, so I cannot guarantee they will always work, but no. It's enough data to, you know, to say that they do work.
Yeah. So back to the theme, finishing on the theme, before we do a cheesy upsell, is that data works, right? Thomas and I think you're mad if you just go out and hope for the best, and you know, yeah, I go out and sometimes I get laid, sometimes I don't. I'm not really sure why. Okay, you can play that game, but you're going to be wasting a lot of time, wasting a lot of money. You're going to be frustrated because some girl, you won't see the pattern. So a little bit of data is fine. Write down some data. Write down your thoughts. Where do you keep fucking up in the line? I see day game as linear. Night game is like spaghetti, but day game is pretty linear. And my students always fuck up at the same point in the model. And then if you record enough of your dates, or you think about how far you've got the girl, Okay, after 30 dates, you can say, fuck, right, this is not working, this is working. And now, an interesting point is that, even though, as we said, girls are girls, in different cities, in different countries, there are different social trends, for sure, right? So dating in Dubai is going to have a different spin than dating in Istanbul. New York, as I've just discovered, has a ridiculously fast version of the London day game model, the dating bit of it. Really, if she comes out, she's going to fuck you, right? New York City, and you're a retard, even if you do two venues, I discovered. It's venue one, do a shot and go home. And if she doesn't come, yeah, as you said, there's a massive flake rate. So it kind of balances out. But in Poland, as we were discussing before, Poland has its own little data set thing where certain things work, certain things might not work. Yes, of course, there's random anomalies. And you can fuck a girl from a bus stop in 10 minutes. Of course you can. You can fuck a crazy MILF, whatever. You can go on 5 dates in Russia. But you start to see trends. So that's what I like about you, Thomas. He's taking it very seriously. And surprise, surprise, you've become a day game coach. So, on that note, guys who are maybe in Germany, maybe you're in Czech Republic, across the border, maybe you're in Poland, and you've just discovered this day game thing and I'm not around a lot, definitely I'd recommend Thomas, because he knows what the fuck he's doing. How do they find you, Thomas? Where do they find you?
Okay, I think we will put a link below the video, and the site is tddaygame.com.
Yeah.
So, I go by the nick tddaygame pretty much everywhere in the internet.
You got a quick email?
tddaygame@gmail.com, yes.
tddaygame, all one word,
at
gmail.com. And it's worth doing, guys, if you're in Middle Europe. You don't have to fly to London anymore. Daygame is spreading wonderfully. And I know a lot of German guys, they often want to travel to London. But to be honest, why don't you travel to Krakow? Why don't you travel to Prague, you know? Come and experience some Middle Eastern Europe. I don't like saying Eastern European here, because it's not really Eastern Europe at all. But the look, you know what I mean? If you like the Slavic look, then Prague is a playground of Ukrainians, Russians, Poles, Slovaks, Czechs, drunk Americans, slutty Canadians, and you can chill with Thomas. Or if you're in Warsaw, do you do some local coaching, or I guess some Skype coaching?
Yeah, I do both, and I actually travel quite a lot, so all those places you described, I'm pretty much around them somewhere. But I mainly do Warsaw and neighboring cities.
Bada bing, we're going to finish it there. Leave your thoughts on your day game data, how much data you've got, if you see it as a good thing or a bad thing, because I constantly have this little debate with other day game coaches, and a lot of them say, oh no, I have no interest in data at all. Maybe it's just my geeky mind and Thomas and I are just nerds, who knows. Anyway, that was podcast 55. It's far too sunny to be inside, so let's fuck off, let's go outside. Cheers, Thomas, take care.
Cheers.
Bye-bye now.